AP News for Friday, June 13th. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's attacks on Iran utilized warplanes and drones previously smuggled into the country to assault key nuclear facilities and kill top generals and scientists. Iran's UN ambassador, Amir Sayed Erivani, told the Security Council Friday.
So far, 78 people, including senior military officials, have been martyred and over 320 others injured. The overwhelming majority of them civilians, including women and children.
Israel maintains the barrage was necessary to keep Tehran from getting any closer to building an atomic weapon. Iran retaliated with long-range missile strikes on Israel, Seb Mednik reports from Ramat Gan near Tel Aviv.
Here you can just see debris, glass all over the floor, burnt out cars, houses damaged and destroyed, and there is a house, the entire front is ripped off, and we're told that there are 15 people who are trapped underneath the house right now. First responders are trying to get them out. They went into the safe room when the missiles came, and they are now trapped.
About 200 Marines have moved into Los Angeles to guard a federal building, while cities across the country are prepared for weekend protests against President Trump's policies. But in Washington, D.C. Saturday, a military parade with tanks and more than 6,000 troops to honor the Army's 250th anniversary. It also happens to be President Trump's 79th birthday. And Gethin Kulba on some big legal trouble for a former Super Bowl champion.
Antonio Brown is facing an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting that took place during an altercation outside an amateur boxing event in Miami. That's according to an arrest warrant. The 36-year-old Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer and firing two shots at a man that he had gotten into a fistfight with earlier. The victim told investigators one of the bullets grazed his neck. I'm Gethin Kulba.
This is AP News. Troubling new findings this week about emperor penguin populations. They're the largest of penguin species, capable swimmers who launch themselves from the cold ocean water onto the Antarctic sea ice.
They breed on it, they forage under it, they molt on it.
Peter Fretwell with the British Antarctic Survey.
If the sea warms up, that sea ice, which freezes over every year and melts every year, doesn't last long enough for them to complete their breeding cycle or to molt properly.
Fretwell and his colleagues say satellite photos suggest populations may be declining significantly faster than previously thought. 16 colonies collectively falling 22% between 2009 and 2024.
If there's less ice around them, more predators can get to the emperor penguins, more of the penguins and seals can compete for their food sources.
And in a warming world, all of these things affect emperor penguins.
And drive their populations down.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.